The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to the campus of Marham Mount Academy in the Haverty Gymnasium, where we're getting set for the second half. I say it's the second half. I really think it's probably like the second, 35-40% of our broadcast, because I'm thinking that first game, having gone to three overtimes, Joseph, run the math with me. You're a calculus kind of a guy. If that game was half, does that mean we got to go three overtimes for this one, dude, to be the other half? I don't know. We'll think about that. We won't think about it very long and hard, though. It's the public address announcer introducing the starters for the boys' game to the crowd on hand. And the great crowd it is, they've stuck around in wonderful numbers to watch this game that puts Warham on Academy against one of the best teams, maybe the best team in the state of Kansas, the Class 2A. Let's take a look at the starters first of all for Valley Falls and head coach Caleb Gansmeyer. Valley Falls comes into the ball game today. Well, you can't get any better than this. 8-0 in the Northeast Kansas League, 12-0 on the season. Number two team in the rankings in the state of Kansas, Class 2A. And they're going to be starting sophomore Zach Evans, a junior Dylan Cervantes, and seniors Trenton Craxton, Brennan Miller, and Avery Gansmeyer. We'll be back with more starters right after this.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back here to the Marham Mount Academy Gymnasium as we're getting set to go. The ball is up, the tip is away. It is going to be pulled down by the Ravens. We're underway. Starting for MHMA and Coach Brad Kunicki. Vanessa Miller and Carson Van Dyke. Lansden Taylor and Samuel Peisch, seniors and junior Mark Harris. Then the Ravens put a quick shot away. It's off the mark. Won't go in. Lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again, too. MHMA. 7:40 to go. Here we go. Ravens in the home whites with gold and black. You've got Valley Falls in the black uniforms with black numbers, okay, in a fine piping of gold to outline those numbers. They are not easily read. Fortunately, we've seen this team often enough this season that we're going to pretty much recognize the guys and not have to depend too much on the numbers. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over. With 7:18 to go in the opening quarter, we have no score, and Valley Falls coming up court with the basketball. Scoring number 13 tonight for Valley Falls will be Dylan Cervantes. And Dylan's going to have it on the right side. Back out on top, it's going to come. Going to be Brennan Miller. Skip pass to the free throw line. Back over to the right where Dylan launches a three. The rim's out, no good. Offensive rebound underneath, followed up and home. So the first bucket of the ball game will belong to Valley Falls. And knocking it down is going to be Zach Evans. So Zach for two and a 6:48 to go in the opening quarter. Valley leads it 2-0. Here's Pice with it up top of the key. Kevin feed it down to the block. The hook shot up won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley. Here's Gansmeyer taking it down the left side. He'll push it off on top. That's Trenton Kraxner with it. Gets it over to Dylan. Cervantes will put it now in the hands of Brennan. Miller back over to the left. Gansmeyer for three. Count that. And quickly it's 5-0. Valley Falls. So Avery Gansmeyer makes it 5-0 Valley. We're a couple of minutes in. Shot up, Ravens no good. Rebound, Valley. Fast break. Behind the back pass, and it's going to be thrown away. 6 minutes to go here in the opening quarter, and it's 5-0. Valley with the lead. MHMA with the basketball, and here come the Ravens. Working their way over to the left side. Way out of the wing. Looking in is going to be Lanson Taylor. Nowhere to go with it. Brings it way back out on top. Ravens come to the right side. Harris hits a little screen. Taylor goes in. Shoots one off the window, but it's no good. The rebound is going to be battled for. It's going to be saved by the Ravens. Follow shot, no good. Rebound, Ravens. Follow shot, no good. Rebound, Kraxner. He gets punched around a little bit. The only question is against which Raven will a foul be called? Whistle is going to go against Samuel Pice. It'll be Samuel's first foul of the game. It is 5-0. Valley Falls. Ravens are going to make a first substitution of the evening. And into the MHMA lineup, we are going to see Sam Joyce. So Joyce will enter the game. And up the floor, the basketball will come Valley. They lead it 5-0. Quickly over to the left side. Look away pass, defeat underneath. The ball kind of gets away, and it's going to roll down to the baseline and get away out of bounds. They're going to say it is Raven basketball. 5:14 to go in the opening quarter, 5-0. Valley in front. We've had a chance to see these Dragons a number of times this season, and they are just so good. They are very, very fast. They shoot the ball well. But I think their greatest attribute is the way they move the basketball, the briskness with which they make their passes, the quickness that they react. Here's a shot up, missing. The follow shot is up, missing. And Joyce is going to sweep it away for the Ravens. And here comes MHMA. Down the floor with it is going to come Lance Taylor. He will cut into the lane, spin it over to the left side to Pice. Pice trying to get the ball away inside, cut off by Miller. He'll go underneath. Little crossover layup is going to be up and good. And Pice will have the first bucket of the ball game for MHMA. They trail now 5-2. Skip pass over to the left side. Gansmeyer with it as Valley Falls quickly back on offense. This bounce pass to the free throw line is going to be knocked away. Outlet for the Ravens. Down the floor. Driving layup. Up and good for two. Nicely done by Carson Van Dyke for his first points of the evening. And the Ravens are back to within a point. And we are nearly midway through the opening quarter. 4:10 to go in the first quarter. It is a 5-4 lead for Valley. Gansmeyer with it. Kicks it off on top to Brennan Miller. Back over to the right side to Dylan Cervantes. Miller will hit down toward the baseline. Stops halfway to the lane. Feeds underneath. The shot by Kraxner is no good, and we get a Raven foul. Two free throws coming up here. And we're going to have another foul on Samuel Pyche. So Samuel will have picked up now his second personal foul in just over 4 minutes into the game. And Kraxner at the line. Trenton's first free throw a little bit to the left side. No good. One more shot coming up here for Trenton. His Dragon team leads it 5-4. Second free throw. Perfect. It is now 6-4 Valley Falls. And for the Raven, substitution coming into the game. Checking in now is going to come Jonkin Ngwaba. Valley Falls back on defense. They lead the ball game by a pair. It's 6-4. MHMA, Langston Taylor, tries to feed underneath, gets it there, and straight up and in to tie the game, Sam Joy. We're deadlocked at a half a dozen apiece. 3:20 to go in the first. Ravens battling tough. Valley Falls round to the left side. Here's another three launched and hit by Gatzmeyer. I mean, he is inches from that sideline in front of the MHMA bench. That is not just a three. That is a long, long college plus three. 9-6 Valley, 3 minutes to go in the first. Taylor will have it on the left side, comes out on top. Manasseh Miller into the lane, gets tripped and goes hard to the floor. They're going to say the foul occurs prior to the shot. And it will be the first foul by Valley Falls this evening and will be attributed to Brennan Miller. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go, opening quarter. Found it with the basketball. Ravens with the basketball. Skips it off on top. The three shot up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Kraxner. Trenton gets it away and nearly stole it back, but Miller's able to rescue it. Brennan goes over to Cervantes. Dillon to the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot and gets bounced to the floor as he collides with Sam Joyce. Now, Sam is going to be credited with the foul, but there can be no question that Dillon got the worst of that collision. For Joyce, it'll be foul number one for the Ravens, team foul three. Here's Cervantes at the line. A great shooter. First one here is up and good. Dillon will have his first point, and it is now a 10-6 lead for Valley. Second one rolls out. So it is 10-6 Valley. 2.5 to go in a rapidly moving opening quarter of high school basketball this evening. More high school hoops on Care Radio tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. But first, MHMA and head coach Brent Kunicki taking a timeout. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. I know you know how to do it. We've done it already a lot of times tonight. Time out of the court, 2:25 to go in the opening quarter of the boys' game. Valley Falls 10, MHMA 6.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Back with you here at the Haverty Gymnasium. Ravens taking the timeout. Put the ball back in play. Here's Lansdon Taylor with it up top of the key. 10-6 Valley Falls. Taylor goes into the lane. Throws one kind of at the basket, but doesn't have a chance really to go in. However, it did what Lansdon wanted it to do. It drew a foul on Zach Evans. Evans picking up his first foul of the game. It'll be team foul 2 Valley Falls. MHMA has committed 3 so far and at the line. Here's Lansdon. First of two is up and quite short. For the Ravens, 2 points each for Van Dyke, Pyche, and Joyce. Ravens will make a couple of substitutions coming into the game. Going to bring Mark Harris back in. And in for the first time tonight is going to come Keegan Mispagel. Second free throw is up. It is also no good. So it remains a 10-6 Valley Falls lead, down to 2 minutes ago in the first quarter. Found it with the basketball, left side, Gassmeyer. He's hit three from there. That one won't go in. And a rebound cleared down by the Ravens. Manasseh Miller comes up with a baseball pass to the other end of the floor. Underneath, dropping a shoulder, putting the shot up and in. Count the bucket for Manson Taylor. And that's got Coach Gassmeyer really cranky. Minute and a half to go in the first. He thought that shoulder and that push-off was a little bit excessive. There was no foul called. And Ravens back on defense. They trail now by two. It is 10-8. Minute 20 to play. Ball down below the rim and batted out on top. And we're going to get a foul. I think that may be Miss Pagel. So the foul is going to be on Keegan. That'll be his first. Raven team foul four. Gassmeyer will bring it in on the left side to Kraxner, way out on top. Cervantes back over to three, missing. And a rebound is going to be lost out of play and coming back again to Valley Falls. Minute 13 to go in the opening quarter. The number two team of the state of Kansas, Class 2A, Valley Falls Dragons leading it 10-8. They continue to be undefeated on the season at 12-0 coming in here tonight. 8-0 in the Northeast Kansas League. Valley little hook pass comes out on top, but now we're going to get a foul called. Fisher says a little forearm going on inside there, and Manasseh Miller comes over to talk to the official as Manasseh has his first foul, and he will come out of the game. And back in for the Ravens is going to come Carson Van Dyke. Just over a minute to go in the first quarter. Valley with the basketball up on top, and taking the inbound pass very near the center circle is going to be Brennan Miller. He'll kick it over to Cervantes, who squares, shoots, and drains a three. Dylan has his fourth point of the game, and it is a 13-8 Valley Falls lead. We move into the last minute of the opening quarter. Quickly, the Ravens over to the left wing. Carson Van Dyke has it, skips it in. Sam Joyce, power move, left-handed layup off the window, but no good. A little bit too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Cervantes. Dylan races into the forecourt, kicking it down the right side. Now a little two-handed pass, lobs it back out on top, and Brennan Miller will run the ball club. Brennan takes it all the way over to the wing. No room there. Cervantes with the back up top side. He'll glide to the right, little behind-the-back pass. Kraxner goes in, up, stripped out of his hands, and they're going to say as it was stripped away, it hits the baseline, but that was great defense underneath by Mark Harris. 18 seconds left in the opening quarter. Valley will have it in at their offensive end. Bob's out on top, Kraxner. Back over to the left side, Zach Evans has it. Back to Drew. Top side, Miller, 9 seconds, 8. Miller gets it to Gassmeyer with 5. Cervantes with 4. All around the outside, Cervantes pulls up and buries it. There's the end of the opening quarter. That is how good teams score. And we're going to be at the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor here in Atchison. After one, Valley Falls 16, MHMA 8.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
The Ravens spread their scoring around quite evenly as Carson Van Dyke, Lansden Taylor, Samuel Pice, and Sam Joyce each had 2 opening quarter points. And those account for MHMA's 8 for Valley Falls. It was 7 for Dylan Cervantes on a couple of threes and a 1. 6 for Avery Gassmeyer. He hit a couple of threes. Zach Evans with the 2 and 1 free throw for Trenton Kraxner. We go to the second quarter. Valley Falls in front, 16-8. Welcome back, everybody. Moore Hill Mount Academy at home here this evening. They are going to be on the road tomorrow night. We'll be with them at Effingham, Kansas. It'll be another conference matchup in the NEKL. ACCHS hosting MHMA. Here's a feed across the lane. In the middle, it comes to Gatzmeyer. He horses it up and scores it. Nicely done. And for Avery, now 8 points. And a double-digit lead for Valley Falls. They're up 10 with 7.5 to go in the quarter. Here's a shot down to the baseline for the Ravens. Won't go in. And stolen back by Manasseh Miller on the upcourt pass. Here come the Ravens over to the left side. That's going to be Van Dyke with it. Skips it back out on top to Manasseh. 7:17 to go in the half. Miller dishes it to the right side. Taylor. Taylor looks to the middle. There's no room. Goes to Pyche at the high post. Kicks it back over to the left wing. Ravens run a little bit of motion. Taylor travels with it. No whistle. Drives in. Missed it. Follow shot. Missed. Rebound. Cleared down. Craxner. And reaching in, we're going to get a foul called on Lancet. Fisher comes over and Lanson argues with him. The official points to the other end of the floor and says, you go down there and I will make these calls. It'll be the first foul of the evening for Moore Hill Mount Academy's Lanson Taylor. But for the Ravens, already a half a dozen team fouls. And so with just over 7 minutes to play in the first half, Valley Falls is going to go into the 1-1. 18-8 Dragons. They'll kick it over to the left block. Back on top. Here's a set three. Buried from outside by Brennan Miller, and all the starters for Valley Falls are on the scoreboard. And as the ball comes into the forecourt, we get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with MHMA. Down to 6:41 to go in the opening half. Right now, Valley Falls a substantial lead. Dragons 21, Ravens 8.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, Joseph's in the studio. He's doing all the work, and I'm sitting out here watching all these fun games tonight. 6:41 to go in the opening half of the men's game. 21-8. Valley Falls has forged the early lead in this contest. I mean, already up some 13 points here. And here come the Ravens with the basketball. We'll see what adjustments Coach Kunicki may have made in for the Ravens. Because they're going to have to battle from behind to get back in this one. Here's a driving shot. It's going to be up. Manasseh Miller cannot get it to fall, and the rebound hauled down by Trenton Craxter. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons coming down the floor with it. 6 minutes to go in the half. Valley has it way up top side, dumps it over to the left edge. Looking in the middle, there's not much room there. Here's Cervantes with the top of the key. He's working in front of Miller's. MHMA shifts to the player defense. Valley will be patient. They will work you. They will move the ball quickly. Now like that, they kick it down to the baseline where a collision ensues. And now we're going to have a foul called on Valley Falls, and it must have happened just moments before the big collision underneath, because they're going to say there was an illegal screen set. So Dylan Cervantes will have his first foul of the evening. The Ravens are going to come back up the floor with it. Here's the give and go to Pyche, who turns and shoots and scores. The senior has his fourth point of the evening, and it's now 21-10. And we're down to 5.5 minutes to go in the opening half of this high school boys game. Cutting into the lane, the ball is going to be stripped away. That was some excellent defense by Carson Van Dyke. Good quick hands as he was able to get in there and dislodge the basketball on that drive to the baseline by Brennan Miller. Donovan will bring it in. Here's a inbound 3-point shot immediately up. No good, but Craxner rebounds it down. And out on top, it'll come to Gatzmeyer. Avery really thought for just a moment about putting up that long three, and then no, he doesn't. Here's a three from the other side. No good. Ravens rebound it down. Mark Harris outlets it to Carson Van Dyke and MHMA back on offense. We go inside 5 minutes ago in the first half. Cutting into the lane, back it away, 18-footer. No for Miller. Rebound tips again. Donnie Foss is going to control it down. Up floor with the basketball, it's going to be Brennan. Miller outlets it down the court, and the pass is going to be a little too long. Ravens will steal it back, and this pass down to the baseline is snapped away by Gatzmeier. With 4.5 to go in the second quarter, Manasseh Miller will check out, and back in for the Ravens comes junior Keegan Mispagel, a 5'9" player. Skip pass comes into Peisch. Backs in, twists, turns, puts on a nice move, and the shot rolls in. Samuel Peisch leads the Ravens in scoring. Now he's at a half a dozen. 21-12. 4:25 left in the first half, and Gatzmeier loses it, kicks it back in, goes to Van Dyke, who will drive the length of the court and score. Carson Van Dyke has his fourth point, and that's got Valley Falls taking a timeout. They're going to circle the wagons as they have seen what was a moment ago, a 13-point lead trimmed as the Ravens have scored six unanswered. Taking a timeout at 4 minutes and 12 seconds ago in the half. It's now Valley Falls 21, Marshall Mount Academy 14.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
As they return to the floor, coming out of the timeout. I'm looking out of the court, and, you know, Valley Falls still has not made one substitution in the game. Zach Evans, Doug Cervantes, Trenton Krasner, Brennan Miller, and Avery Gatzmeier still out of the floor. Coach Caleb Gatzmeier does not go real deep on the bench. You know, we've seen him go 7-ish, 8-ish, and now here's a shot up by Avery. It's up a good plus one. So we're going to count that basket. We're going to attribute a foul to Samuel Peisch. And the Ravens center now has his third foul of the game. Gatzmeier's free throw is good, and he will complete the conventional. 3 and has 11 already tonight. 24-14. 3:58 to go in the third. Out of the court for the Ravens now. We've got Manasseh Miller back in there. I see Sam Joyce back on the floor. You got Carson Van Dyke out there coming up the floor. The basketball is going to be Lansdon Taylor. The baseline 3 is good for Van Dyke from deep in the edge. Wow. And, by the way, writing it out for the Ravens is going to be Mark Harris. 24-17. 3.5 to go. First half. Ball's going to be batted away. Harris knocks it away. Taylor brings it up court, and the Ravens are back on offense. 3:25 left in the half. Nice screen set by Sam Joyce. Sam's a big, strong guy. He can set a really good screen. Here's a shot for 3 from the left side. No. Rebound tip down Manasseh. Has it stripped out of his hands, and Miller, trying to steal it back, will pick up another foul. Manasseh will have his second foul of the game, and as the Ravens commit team foul 8. Once again, we walk to the other end of the floor, and Valley Falls will step to the stripe. Coming up there, Dylan Cervantes, who is 1 of 2 at the line, has 7 points. This one, in, out, and in. So he earns the bonus. Now 2 out of 3 at the line. That was his first point of the second quarter. Dylan eyeing it up a little bit and drains it. 9 points, Cervantes. 26-17. And we've got 3 minutes to go before intermission. Here come the Ravens. Lands in Taylor. Drives just inside the three-point arc. Has no room. Kicks it over to Harris. Back over to the left side of Van Dyke. He'll cut into the lane. Put up a one-handed running shot. No good. And a little whistle, a little contact, a little foul. And having just come into the ball game, Coach Katzmeyer makes his very first couple of substitutions this evening. We're going to see a foul on one of them, and that is, I think it's the first free throws up and a little bit short. First foul is going to be on Spencer Doramanji. Second free throw here. Fails as well. Carson just couldn't knock down either of those free throws. Here comes the Dragons down the court, and as quickly as he comes into the game, the shot is going to be up and in for Carson Clark. Now, with Carson and Spencer in the game, that's about as deep usually as Coach Katzmeyer goes. It gets late in the game, he may reach back and pull out another guy or two. Free throws up and no good. It's 28-17. At 2:40 to go in the half. Whipper Valley falls about 7 is what we typically see. And now we'll get a foul away from the ball, and the official's going to head over to the scorer's table. We'll see what this is all about. It's going to be the first one tonight for Avery Gatzmeyer. Valley Falls has now picked up its 15th foul. Coming to the line for the Ravens, Lansden. He's 0 for 2. 0 for 3 at the free throw line tonight. And the Ravens are 0 for 5 as a team at the free throw line tonight. This one will go. So Taylor has 3 points. The Ravens are 1-6 at the line and trail by 10. It's 28-18. 2:25 to go before intermission. Here comes Valley Falls spinning into the lane. Cervantes turns and shoots and scores plus one. Dylan. Nice job as he comes into the lane. The defender got in front of him, so he alters the shot, raises up the trajectory, kicks it off the square, drops it in from straight away, plus one. Going to be foul number one by Mark Harris. Raven, team foul 10. The chance at the three-point play, complete. So Dylan Cervantes has a dozen points and is now 31-18. And for the second time in the game, Valley leads by 13 points. They were up 13 back at 21-8. 2 minutes ago, here and a half. Taylor keeps the dribble alive, works his way around to the right side. Ravens have got Keegan at the scorer's table. Here's Carson Van Dyke with it. Ravens back out on top. Had a very difficult time with the Valley Falls defense. Here's Lansden. Looking for a screen, doesn't get it. And as he tries to stop on the right side of the line, foot skips, travels with the ball, and Ravens are going to turn it over. Doramanji checks back out of the game after that brief stint and returning to the floor for Coach Gatzmeyer. It'll be Trenton Fraxner. A minute and a half to go in the half. Lying down the court, driving shot, no. Rebound, Harris. Baseball pass to the other end. Cracker is able to leap high in the air, bats it for a moment. It's going to be recovered by Lanson Taylor, and Taylor gets fouled on the floor. This one may be on Gatzmeyer. Our official takes a long, slow walk. It will not be. The foul is actually going to be... Who's it going to be on out there? It's going to be on Clark. Here's a shot is up for the Ravens. Will not go in for Manasseh Miller. That was the first foul by Carson Clark. Team foul 6. 1 minute to play in the half. Valley with the basketball leading at 31-18. They lob underneath for Gatzmeyer. It's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor, and Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes MHMA. Mark Harris kicks it over to the right side, dumps it into the corner. Taylor will drive all the way across the lane. In some traffic, kicks it back. The pull-up shot is going to be up off the mark, and the rebound hauled down by Valley. Outlet down the court. Driving shot up and good. Gatzmeyer. Avery having a big first half. Valley pushes the lead now to 33-18. We're 20 seconds away from halftime. The dish to the left. Harris out on top. Manassa for three. There it is. First points for Manassa Miller. And it's 33-21. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. NBA three at the buzzer. Off the rim. And we come to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Atchison, Kansas. The intermission score, Valley Falls 33, Bar Hill Mount Academy 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, tonight's second game is right at halftime. Remember that ladies' game? It took a bit. 3 overtimes for MHMA was able to come away with a hard-fought victory over a really scrappy Valley Falls girls team. Well, here at halftime of the guys game, Valley Falls burst out in front, leading by 8 at the end of the opening quarter, leading by a dozen here at the end of the half. They've been up by as many as 15. And for Valley Falls, double-digit scoring already in the ballgame. Avery Gapsmeyer with 13 and Dylan Cervantes with a dozen. Falls pretty dramatically then too. Brennan Miller having hit a 3, 2 each for both Zach Evans and Carson Clark, 1 for Trenton Craxner. For Mar Hill Mount Academy, 7 points leads the way. They were hit by Carson Van Dyke, half a dozen by Samuel Peisch. Vanessa Miller hit 3, Lance Taylor has 3 and 2 for Sam Joyce. At the free throw line, big difference in this game. Valley Falls is 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Mar Hill Mount Academy is 1 of 6. Dragons have hit 4 three-point shots. The Ravens have hit only 2. Stay with us. Second half of the guys' game coming up live, and we're going to take a brief little interlude. We have a halftime score. Valley Falls 33, MHMA 21. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio, and oh, my goodness. I can't wait to hear the halftime he's got for us.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for high school basketball on a Monday night here at CARE Radio. We'll be returning to the Marhill Mount Academy gym in just a couple of minutes. I did want to go over the CARE Country sports schedule, as there has been a change. Coming up tomorrow night, we will be doing Marhill Mount Academy at ACCHS out of Effingham, Kansas. Tom Kautz will be in the stands out there for the girls' game. We have a scheduled 6 o'clock time for that game. He'll remain for the boys' game, which has got a scheduled 8 p.m. time. Coming up on Thursday, we have changed the Benedictine versus Central Methodist game as the incremented anticipated bad weather is made a change in the game. We will be doing Sports Look Wednesday and the coaches' shows at 4 p.m. on Thursday, as BC basketball has been moved from Wednesday to Thursday due to anticipated bad weather. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the Thursday night Benedictine game, as the Lady Ravens will take to the court. 7:30 is the scheduled tip for the men's game. Friday night brings us back to Marhill Mount Academy basketball as they take on JCN at home. Scheduled tip for the girls' game is 6 o'clock. Scheduled tip for the boys' game is 8 o'clock. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine College basketball as they play host to Mount Mercy. Oh no, as they're on the road at Mount Mercy. 12 o'clock for the girls' game, 2 p.m. for the boys' game. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information, or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Here's a look at your Classic Country 1470 Plus forecast.
Well, we've got a little bit of a mess stuck right there, but taking a look outside right now in Atchison, we're sitting at 53.6 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 46%. The barometric pressure is at 28.72 inches of mercury. The dew point is 33 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature outside in Atchison right now is 49 degrees. Holton's checking in at 55 degrees right now. Valley Falls, 53. Horton, 52. Leavenworth, Kansas, 56. We'll be returning back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back as we return. It's a 33-21 lead for Valley Falls, the undefeated Dragons, here on the road this afternoon and now this late evening here on Care Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Valley Falls putting the ball in play. Boom. Quick as that. How about that three? Draining it from the outside. It's going to be Brennan Miller. It'll be his second three of the evening. 36-21. Second time, a 15-point lead for Valley. And on the other end, a three for the Ravens by Carson Van Dyke, and he's got 10. 36-24. We are less than a minute into the second half. Found it with the basketball up top side. Took him out on top to Kraxner, who rockets went to the baseline. He was expecting Brennan to be a cutter from the edge to the baseline or to the lane, and he did not do that. The ball gets away, goes out of bounds, and the Ravens coming up the floor with it. 36-24. Valley Falls up a dozen. UHMA to the free throw line. Back it comes to Manassa. Miller into the lane. Spins, shoots, no, but Peisch puts it up and in. And draws a foul? Yeah, he does. We've got an opportunity for Samuel Peisch to complete a conventional three-point play. It's going to be the second foul of the ballgame for Dylan Cervantes. Peisch has 8 points now today. His free throw gives him 9. And it is now 36-27. Valley back up with it. Ravens, give them a lot of credit. They're sticking right with this team. Valley Falls is outstanding. Here's a follow-away shot in the lane. It's going to be no good, but a foul called. And it was a great job by Cervantes, just kind of keeping his balance and tumbling in, trying to get that shot away. They're going to say the foul happened prior to the shot. And for Manassa Miller, it'll be foul number 3. Team fouls are even at 1 apiece here in the second half. 6:27 to go in the third quarter. Ravens now down 9. Here's a feed to the left side of the lane. The shot is up, rolling around and falling in for Zach Evans, and he's got 4. 38-27. Left side, the shot. Landon Taylor for 2 with a little left-hand driving layup, and he's got 5. 38-29, and again, the Ravens within single digits here. Valley out on top, Brennan Miller. Kraxner. Yeah, it's Meyer. There's a nice skip pass to the left block that was kind of kicked out of bounds. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. The kick comes back. Katzmeyer for 3. Gosh, he's good. From way outside. The bucket is up and in. Avery Gatzmeyer has 16, and we've got a Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break with the Dragons at 5:54 to go. We're in the third quarter here in Atchison. Valley Falls 41, MHMA 29.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Hey, coming out of the timeout, the Ravens put the ball in play. We're back at it. 41-29. Miley falls in front. This MHMA team's going to have to bounce right back. Less than 24 hours from now, they'll be playing again. But on the road out at Effingham, we'll be with them. Because it'll be ACCHS and Martin Hill Mount Academy tomorrow night here on Care Radio. Ladies game first. Feet down to the right block. One-handed running shot is up and no good. Pice battling for the rebound, and they're going to get a jump ball. No, they're going to say the Valley Falls players touching the baseline, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. So for Martin Hill Mount Academy, it will be put in play from beneath their offensive goal. Quickly in, Lanson Taylor. Miller, he'll step inside, go from 14, miss it, rebound. Pice goes up, fouled over the back. That's a foul on Kraxner. Trenton will have his first foul of the evening. And back at the free throw line, the Ravens, Samuel Pice, who has 9 points and who is one of one at the free throw line. The gym, again, grows pretty quiet. His free throw is airborne and good. So Samuel Pice is in double-figure scoring. He's the first Raven to get there. Valley Falls has a couple of players in double figures already at halftime. Second free throw is up, rims out, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Zach Evans. Here comes Valley Falls. Evans quickly outlets right side to Gansmeyer. Comes back out on top, Brennan Miller. Miller very near the center circle. Picked up on the player defense for the Ravens by Lanson Taylor. They'll swing around to the left side. This three-point shot is going to be airborne, no good. Coming down with the board is Van Dyke. Here comes MHMA as we're inside five to go in the third quarter. All the way down to the baseline. It comes back out on top to Van Dyke above the circle. He'll stop square. The high arcing three, no good. Rebound underneath to Pice. Falling away. The shot rolls up and in for Samuel. He's having a nice game. Pice with a couple of more, and it's 41-32. Again, MHMA trying their best to keep Valley Falls within reach. They've cut it back to a single-digit deficit. So over 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Valley on offense, playing right in front of Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer and their team bench. Here's a shot from the right block that misses, and the rebound batted away. It's going to be knocked away out of bounds. It'll be off Taylor. Valley's going to have it in at their baseline. We'll see the return of Keegan Mispagel to the Raven lineup out of the floor, and he will sub in for Manasseh Miller. Manasseh quickly settling in on the bench right next to Coach, who's diagramming something for him, and there's a shot up missing, and rebound pulled back down by Valley. Follow shot is up and missing, and a foul call. This is going to be on Samuel Pice. This is a problem for the Ravens now, is the big guy who's really stepping up here in this game, who's leading them in scoring, but now who's playing with four fouls. And we still got a long way to go. Just over 4 minutes to play in the third. Free throw rolls out. Miller, having hit a couple of threes in the ball game, is 0 for 1 at the free throw line. And Manasseh Miller is going to come right back in. Coach Kunicki sharing a little insight with him, and Pice with those four fouls will go away for a while. A free throw by Brennan is up and in. So it's 42-32. Just over 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ravens with a basketball. And here's Manasseh Miller on top. We're going to see Valley Falls shifting to a zone defense. And Coach Kunicki says, wait just a minute. I don't know about this. We're going to take a timeout and talk about it. And shows if we're going to let him. Time out of the corner, 3:58 to go in the third quarter here in Atchison. It's Valley Falls 42, Moore Hill Mount Academy 32.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
As we get back at it, here we go. Markham Mount Academy putting the ball in play. And let's see how they adjust to that zone defense. And the shot is up and good. Manasseh Miller, he just went to the middle, out jumped everyone in the lane, and picks up his fifth point of the evening. And it's 42-34. Ravens battling back with 3:27 to go. Ball's going to be batted away for a moment from Kraxner. Picked back up by Gadsmeyer. He will go into the lane. Little Bunny Hop shot is going to be up, and he will be fouled from behind coming to the free throw line. A couple of shots coming up here for Avery as the Ravens, Manasseh Miller, will have his fourth. So now, for MHMA, both Manasseh Miller and Samuel Peisch with four fouls each. The free throw, yeah. Avery Gadsmeyer is able to knock it down. That is his 17th point of the game. He's 2 of 2 at the free throw line, has 3 3-point shots. And Guaba comes in for the Ravens as the second free throw for Gadsmeyer is up and good. Here comes MHMA. Jonkin Nguaba, the 6'1" junior. Ravens with the basketball up top side, trailing it by 10. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the third. Playing off the screen, Van Dyke kicks it back behind him. Lanston has it out on top. Back around to the right he comes. Deep in the edge, drives in, off the block. Shot is going to be up. No, rebound is on the floor. Player scrum for the ball. It's going to be picked up by Nguaba. Can't get it to fall, and the rebound results in a foul for the Ravens. We're going to go the other way with the basketball. This whistle is going to be on. Oh, it's going to be on Keegan. Miss Pink will pick up his second foul tonight. From our Hill Mount Academy, 4 team fouls now in the second half. Valley Falls has committed 2, and Ravens are going to bring back into the ballgame Sam Joyce. 44-34, Valley Falls in front. We're down to 2.5 to play here in the third quarter, and the little skip pass is booted all the way into the backcourt by Carson Van Dyke. They'll go down there and retrieve it, bring it back up the floor, and it will belong to Valley Falls. They look for the backdoor pass, bring it into the middle. Miller spins and shoots, and they're going to call a traveling violation. That's got Coach Gadsmeyer putting his arm around the official saying, no, that was wrong. That was not a travel. But apparently he felt it was. And at 2.5 to go in the third, Ravens are back up the floor, trailing by 10. Top side with it is going to be Carson. Van Dyke trying to get a screen from Sam Joyce, but his defender slides around it very deftly, and the Ravens are going to have to bring it back out top side again. Van Dyke kicks it over to Ms. Bagel. Skip pass into the lane, and that one had no chance. Picked up by Gadsmeyer, and we have a collision in the backcourt. They're going to call a blocking foul on Ms. Bagel. He was trying to step in front of and get set in front of Gadsmeyer, who's coming up the floor. Instead, he ultimately just draws his third foul of the game. And for the Ravens, you've got some guys getting a little foul trouble, and the official says, all right, here's the deal. You come into the game when I allow you to come into the game. And now he's going to kind of make a deal out of it. Ms. Bagel goes out, back in for the Ravens comes Manasseh, and he's in there with 4 fouls. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Valley with the basketball, leading it by 10. Gadsmeyer for 3. Rims out, no good. Rebounding it down as Van Dyke gets it away to Miller. Ravens are going to try a little fast break. They'll dump it over to the right side. Manasseh stops, busts for 3. Rebound tipped out. Here come the Dragons. Dylan Cervantes will clear it away. 1.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dylan very quickly ushers the ball into the hands of Brennan Miller. They'll go back door underneath. Gadsmeyer, easy 2. Swift movement of the basketball, and Gadsmeyer makes it a 46-34 game. Avery now 20 points tonight. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Ravens down a dozen, all the way over to the right side. Lanston deep in the corner. goes for three, air ball short, did not draw iron. Baseball passed to the other end on the floor once through traffic. The follow shot, no, but a Raven foul on the fast break, and Zach Evans coming to the free throw line. It's going to be the first foul tonight for Carson Van Dyke. And Epiline for Valley Falls, Zach Evans. Zach is not a scorer on this team. He's got four tonight. That's kind of how he rolls. He runs his team at the one. He does not look to score. They do not look for him to score. He is more a distributor and an enabler on this team. He's got the most fantastic shoes. Free throw here. Yeah, he'll get them both. He's a good shooter, but they do not use that skill of his. He's got other duties on this team. 48-34 in the last minute of the third quarter. Ravens bring it up the floor. Long cross-court pass. The drive across the baseline. The kick back out on top where the three is set sail and missed. Harris can't get it to fall. A very long rebound is going to get away out of bounds. And the official is running down to the baseline, and he's suggesting that Kraxner is guilty of the foul. So Trenton Kraxner will listen to a very long and detailed explanation from the official as to why he was called for that foul. The shot is up, no good, but the rebound followed and pushed back up and in by Sam Joyce, plus one. Zach Evans has his second foul of the game, and we've got an opportunity here for Sam Joyce to complete a three-point play. Sam has two at halftime, and that'll be this bucket made four. The free throw, not going to go in. Here comes Valley Falls in the last half a minute of the third quarter, leading at 48-36. Topside with it is going to be Brennan Miller to Cervantes, 14, back to Miller. Just standing in the MHMA logo at the top. 8 seconds, seven. Miller accelerates, left side of the lane. Shot up the window, no good. Rebounding it down to Ravens. 2 seconds up the court with the shot at the buzzer that will not count. And we've come to the end of three. Going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. It's Valley Falls, 48. Mount Hillman Academy, 36.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Is your Valley Falls lead as we go to the fourth quarter here at the Haverty Gymnasium on the MHMA campus. A quick recap of the scoring to this juncture of the ballgame finds Valley Falls being paced as they so often are by Avery Gatzmeyer. Avery is at 20 points through three quarters. Double figures as well for Dylan Cervantes with a dozen. Miller has seven. Zach Evans a half a dozen. Carson Clark has come off the bench for two and one for Trenton Kraxner. Trenton usually a much better scorer than that. For MHMA, Samuel Peisch, who's been on the bench quite a lot today with four fouls, has a dozen. Carson Van Dyke has 10. And as we go to the fourth quarter, well, we do see once again the reappearance of Samuel Peisch on the floor. Sean is going to go up for Valley. No, followed up by Kraxner. Yes, and that moves his scoring on the night to three. It is 50-36. 7:40 to go in the game. Valley Falls with the lead, and we have a whistle, and everybody just freezes down here. Let's see what the official is calling. It is going to be a foul by Avery. Avery Gansmeyer picking up only his second foul. And that's another thing. Valley Falls does a lot of things well. And, like, here's a little move into the basketball. That was nicely done by the Ravens and Langston Taylor, who's got seven. He's down 50-38. Back to my previous point that Valley Falls does so many things well. And another one of them that they do is we get a driving layup by Cervantes. They don't foul. Right now you've got four starters with two fouls apiece. The other starter has one, and the two guys off the bench each have one. Here's a driving shot on the other end. A fast break bucket is up and good. You do not want to try to get in a track meet with this team. Now 54-38. Into the lane, little hook shot for the Ravens. Does not go down. Craxton with a rebound. We're at 6:40 to go. Finally with the basketball, leading it now by 16. It is their largest lead of the game. They've led by 15 twice tonight. Here's a baseline three. No. Offensive board underneath. Zach up and in for two more. Zach Evans, the point guard, is in double-figure scoring. Now, with that, Raymond's taking a timeout. And time is going to become a problem. We're down to 6 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the ninth guys game. It's Valley Falls 56, Mariel Mount Academy 38.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Only 6 minutes and 23 seconds to go, and finding themselves now trailing by nearly 20 points. The Ravens have got their work cut out for them. Mariel Mount Academy out on the floor with putting the ball in play. It's got to be Keegan Mispagel. You've got out on top Lanson Taylor. Samuel Peisch with the ball down to the baseline left. Out on the wing is Vanessa Miller. And down to the baseline right, you got Mark Harris. Ms. Pagel comes out on top to Peisch, backs into the lane, loses the handle for a minute, but right on the spot, the Ravens are going to be able to save it. The feet underneath to Peisch, a little head fake. It's up and in. Nicely done. Samuel Peisch, he's having a very nice night. Getting in foul trouble has damaged his scoring opportunities a lot tonight as he's been limited in floor time, but he's at 14 points now, and it's 56-40. Feet underneath, Gatzmeyer shot, spins, and round, and good. Gatzmeyer at 22 points. 58-40, and we've got 5.5 to go. Vanessa Miller drives all the way into the middle, kicks it back out on top. Now a little falling away shot, up, no. Trenton with the rebound, and Kraxner sweeps the board down. Here comes Valley, coast to coast, and they're going to say a little double dribble. It's going to go back the other way. Ravens are going to bring Van Dyke back into the game. So Van Dyke will come in. Molly Paulson's going to make another substitution. And boy, if I could only read these numbers, I would tell you who it is. Cervantes with a steal. Of course, it's going to be stolen. Back by the Ravens. And as the ball's batted around a little bit, it's going to go out of bounds. Be put back in play. And now I can tell you that in the game is going to be senior Logan Martins. So Logan Martins in the game. He's going to be up topside now, working against Van Dyke. We're at 4:44 to go. Samuel Peisch between the circles. Big guy backing into the lane. Gets to about 13 feet away and kicks it back off on top to Taylor. Now the scoop pass underneath again. Peisch beneath the goal. Rotates and goes up and scores it. Nicely done by Samuel for his 16th point of the game. And it's 58-42. Good for the Ravens again. Down 16 with just over 4 minutes to play. Valley Falls looks to keep their perfect record alive in this basketball season. Turnaround shot, gas fire, no good. Rebounding it off the floor. It's come Mark up court with it. Will come Mark Harris. Harris to Lanson. Taylor down the right side of the lane. Dumps it back behind him. Carson Van Dyke goes in, goes up, hits two. Carson Van Dyke at a dozen, and it's 58-44. 3:40 to play. Every time I look at the clock, another minute is gone. For the Ravens, those minutes are very precious now. They trail still by 14. Cervantes swings it over to the left side. Gatzmeier pulls up, shoots, and hits the three. What a job, Avery Gatzmeier, now at 25 points, making it 61-44. Raleigh sticking with a little player defense now. They exited that zone. Here's a hook shot up and good. Samuel with two more, and that gives him 18. 61-46. So we're now inside 3 minutes to go. Falling away shot at the baseline. Count the bucket, plus one, and Avery Gatzmeier just continues to roll up the points tonight. Let's see against whom the foul is going to be called for the Ravens. The whistle on Mark Harris, his second foul. The bucket by Gatzmeier, his 27th point. Raleigh Falls is going to take Logan Martins back out of the game. And free throw. Rolls out. It is 63-46. And on the other end, Vanessa Miller for two. Ravens opening up the offense a little bit. 63-48. 2.5 left. The pass in the middle. Gatzmeier takes it. Hook shot, no. And here's the thing. I laugh because the pass was not intended for Gatzmeier, but a guy who was actually behind him. Avery didn't know he was back there, so he leaped behind the air, pulled that thing away. Went up with a shot. It was batted away out of bounds, and it'll be Valley Falls ball coming back into the baseline. Ravens are going to go to the bench here, and we're going to get Bowden Korbelik in. Here's a shot from the outside, up no good. Korbelik is going to come down with a rebound, and he gets fouled. For Fallon's going to be the third of the ballgame by Dylan Cervantes. And for Valley Falls, it's a half a dozen team fouls with 2:15 to go. Ravens have the ball, but they're down by 15. Harris with it. Scoots it out on top to Corbley. To Van Dyke. He'll pull up straight away for a three that does not go in. And we're going to get a rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. And that may be the fifth foul for Manassa. There it is. Manassa Miller is going to foul out with that one. He will end the game with 7 points tonight, fouling out here with exactly 2:02 remaining. And for the Dragons to walk to the other end of the court, we'll see Dylan Cervantes at the line. He's 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, a couple of three-point shots, and has 14 points tonight. Dylan is up there for the 1-1. For some reason, we sounded the horn to make a substitution, which now they're going to allow to be made. Because it is a 1-1, not a two-shot foul. I think the official was a little confused about that, and he stopped the substitution. Free throw, it's up and good for Dylan. So Dylan Cervantes will earn the bonus as he gets his 15th point of the evening. Second free throw rattles home. He'll get them both. Inside 2 minutes of play. Down court will become the Ravens. They'll lob over to the left side. It's going to be handled over there for MHMA by Nathan Randolph. And we're going to get shot underneath. It's going to be up and in. 65-51. Minute and a half to go. The feed underneath, a couple of head fake faders. The shot is up by Gatzmeier. Counted. Gatzmeier with two more. That's got him at 29. Here's a Raven three that misses. And a Valley Falls rebound with a minute 10 left. Valley walks up the court, and Coach Gatzmeier is going to take a timeout. Taking a break with Valley Falls. Joseph, what do you say? 66 seconds left. Dragons are going to talk about it as they lead MHMA 67-51.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back to the Raven Gymnasium. Two teams have made, let us call them, liberal substitutions here as we get down to a minute to play. A baseline shot for Valley. No. Big man with the rebound. There it's up and in by Doramachi. Gives Spencer his first point of the game. And it's 69-51. Ravens back up with it. Over to the right side. That's going to be Anthony Wirtz. Now a little collision in the middle, and Bowden Korbelik comes to the free throw line. Ravens also have Nathan Randolph on the floor. It's going to be Luke Siebert, I think, out there maybe. Free throw. Rolls, and it's in. So Bowden will have his first point tonight. Korbelik's second shot rolls around, it falls in as well. Back up the floor with the Valley Falls. 20 seconds left. They'll dish it over to the left side. Hayden Kearney in the game. Hayden, a freshman for Valley. Little bunny hop, the pass in the middle. The ball's got to be batted free. Saved by Nolan Doramachi. Missed shot. Ravens rebound it down. Going to have to hurry. 3 seconds, two. Up the floor they go. Half court shot. Hits the backboard. Ends the game. Final score tonight. Valley Falls 69, MHMA 53. And we'll be back and summarize all of this right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Haverty Gymnasium as the second game of the night has drawn to a close, and Valley Falls moves to 13-0 on the season as they bump off MHMA tonight, 69-53 for Valley Falls. Wow. Avery Gatzmeyer, 29 points. He's your back of Atchison player of the game. He just did everything tonight for his team. His Valley Falls remains perfect. Following him, a double-figure scoring, Dylan Cervantes, 16-10 also for Zach Evans. It drops in dramatically to Brennan Miller, 7. 3-9 for Trenton Kraxner and Spencer Dormanji, Carson Clark, each with a couple. For the Ravens, 18 tonight, Samuel Pye. Samuel getting 18 points in some rather limited PT as he found himself saddled and with some foul trouble and saw his time on the floor somewhat limited. A dozen tonight for Carson Van Dyke. 7 for Manasseh Miller, who fouled out late in the ball game. Also 7 for Lanson Taylor. Sam Joy's got 4 tonight and 2 for the Ravens. Bowden Korbelik, MHMA, is now 5-4 and 7-6 on the season. Opening game tonight, wow, it was a Donnybrook. This thing went to overtime, went to a second overtime. Oh, yeah. Then it went to a third overtime. But MHMA was able to come away with a thrilling triple overtime win tonight, 45-43 over Valley Falls. Tomorrow night, we'll be back with these Ravens, this time in Effingham, Kansas. It'll be MHMA, ACCHS, ladies game first, guys game second. Stay with us. Lots of hoops coming up all week here on Care Radio. I want to thank you for having me join us. Until next time, for Joseph. Joseph, well done here in this marathon event tonight. Tom Couts here in the Morehill Mount Academy gym saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.